Today on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Rock and Rant number 37, why the Black Album? The Black Album by Metallica, the album that's all black. It's just called Metallica, but everybody refers to it as a Black Album. Why that might be the most important album in metal. Want to argue with me? Stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Maybe that should be my new theme song, huh? I don't know. I'll keep it the way that it is, though, for now. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. My name is Ludini, a.k.a. Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Whatever you like, Ludini, Lou Lombardi. Just don't call me late for dinner. Today, we're going to be talking about, on this edition of Rock and Rant, we are going to be talking about the Black Album, the album called Metallica. It's the Black Album. It's Metallica's fifth studio release, and we're going to get into that here in a second. Our website, I said, is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Tons of cool podcasts there, tons of cool things to do, great artist interviews, rock and rants, guitar podcasts. What else we got there? There's our Hard Rock and Metal Circus. There's all kind of fun stuff there. Check it all out at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. It's enough about that. Okay, let's get into the topic for today, which is this Black Album, this album, self-titled album by Metallica, released in 1991. This is what, unless you've been sleeping under a rock, this is the album that took Metallica from being a kind of underground band. It's funny. It used to be called underground. Now it's called indie. What we consider indie today, took them from being kind of an underground group to being mainstream. Now won a Grammy for And Justice for All, but they did not really have the big mainstream success until this self-titled Black Metallica album came out. It was their album debuted like in several countries at number one on the Billboard charts. Okay, this unheard of for this kind of heavy metal type of music. It introduced the world to real metal, I think, for a lot of people for the first time. Metallica, like, I knew Metallica because I taught guitar lessons. And I had kids that would bring in, they brought in Master of Puppets. They brought in Fade to Black. They brought in Blacken. They brought in One. They wanted to learn how to play these songs. So I had been familiar with them through a good part of the 80s and knew their songs, knew about them. I'd never seen them live or anything like that. But I was far from like some kind of big heavy metal or Metallica fan, but I knew of them and knew their music and knew who they were. But when this album came out, all of a sudden they were thrust into the mainstream. They were like, it was like a lot of people didn't even know who they were, and then boom, they were everywhere. And this is post, really, this happened at the same time as the grunge thing was happening. This is what's very interesting, that this album was so big and it is so metal. A lot of people's concept of what heavy metal was were bands like Quiet Riot and Warrant and Dokken and bands like that, who are really more like just like a hard rock kind of bands. They were singing love songs and power ballads and things like that. Metal, real metal, doesn't really deal with any of that type of subject matter. It's dark and in your face, and there's, you know, it deals with much deeper, heavier subject matter. Doesn't really rely heavily on the blues scale. Doesn't really rely on necessarily any kind of song formulas. Although, what's very interesting about the Black Album is Metallica worked with Bob Rock on this. It took him 10 months to record it, about $1 million to do. They fought with him tooth and nail. But what they did on this record, which was very cool, a couple of things, which I think gave it more accessibility while keeping it super heavy. This record, first of all, is up to this point their best sounding album. It just is huge. You can really hear the bass. The drums are massive. And that is because Bob Rock said, okay, if you want to groove more, which the guy said they wanted to groove a little bit more, we got to bring those drums more up front. We got to have a fatter, thicker drum sound. And Jason Newsted, you got to play more like a bass player, not so much like the third guitar player in the band, which in a lot of metal bands, that's what the bass ends up doing. Steve Harris is kind of like a third guitar player in Iron Maiden. So they tweaked a few things around, still kept it really heavy, still kept the dark subject matter. Instead of having 9 songs, they did 12, I believe. And so the songs were a little bit shorter. They did some shorter pieces. Now, James Hetfield has talked about this in interviews before, where he said that during the And Justice for All tour, they were looking at fans, and fans were kind of spacing on these like kind of long songs. It was kind of like they had kind of worn that thing out a little bit. So the Black Album is an album that is like, you know, don't bore us, take us to the chorus, ram it down your throat, heavy metal. Yes, can we do heavy metal I'm going to use the P word, in more of a pop sort of construct? It's not a pop album. It is not a hard rock album. It is a heavy metal album. But what they did so brilliantly was to take heavy metal and put it into this kind of like, they trimmed it down. They sort of cut the fat and just gave you all the guts right in your face right away. Now, that doesn't mean that these songs are necessarily, you know, pop length. I mean, Wherever I May Roam is almost 7 minutes long. And the big single off the album, Enter Sandman, is over 5.5 minutes long. So they're not sticking strictly with some kind of like pop conventions here. These songs, they have guitar solos. They're in your face. I mean, this was heavier music than Van Halen was doing at the time, for sure. So, also this opened the doors for some other bands. Now, Slayer and Megadeth had been around. Well, even Pantera had been around, but by Metallica having this big success, this opened up the doors for these bands to gain a wider audience, because now people went like, people who thought they didn't like heavy metal or thought they knew what heavy metal was, heard this album and really got into it and went back. And it, like fans always do, they like your album, they go back and they listen to your back catalog. So fans that found the Black Album went back and listened to the Metallica's back catalog. They also wanted to hear more music like that, hence the success of Megadeth and Pantera and bands like that that were able to sort of ride this wave of, you know, well, first we had the hair hard rock kind of thing in the 80s. Grunge came, kind of got rid of that, and it kind of opened the door for this darker, more real idea of what heavy metal is. And this album just opened it up for everybody and allowed heavy music in the way that it was meant to be to really be in the forefront and people to really get into it. Very interesting that they alienated many, many fans with this album because of the reasons I just gave you, the shorter song times, the slight change in the song structures. But they grew, the fan base grew more than it shrunk. They definitely grew, you know, were able to get like on the radio with several songs they had, and they became a big radio act for many years afterwards. Okay. This really launched them, and it really kind of, again, brought heavy metal, the real heavy metal, into people's consciousness. And I believe it is one of the reasons why Iron Maiden is still doing so good today, is because Metallica kicked down these doors and brought in a wider audience to check out this music. So the people that are going to hate it are just going to hate it. They want Metallica. You know, they want the And Justice for All. They want the Master of Puppets. They want the Ride the Lightning Metallica. Those records actually don't even sound as good. I don't want to say that good, but they're really roughly produced. The Black Album is just crushingly, it's one of the best produced heavy albums of all time. We could do a whole show on that. It's as well produced as any great classic album. So it has that classic vibe to it. And I think this might be something that, you know, that I think punkers and rockers and metalheads and stuff like that kind of mourn for the sort of more indie days of their music because they feel it's more pure or something like that. That's a whole other subject. And, you know, I don't really want to get into that, but you cannot deny that this album kicked down so many doors, changed so many things, and opened up so many more possibilities for what could be considered radio friendly music. I don't necessarily think, I think if this album would have been released, you know, a few years before during the height of the Warrant thing, that it may have just been like, okay, cool, Metallica, you tried to get on the radio, too bad. But it was like right at the right time, that music was dead, and it opened the door for this amazing album, which in turn opened the door for all kind of the great heavy metal festivals and everything that we have to this day all around the world. So that is my sort of overview and retrospective of the Black album. More focus on Lars drumming, more focus on Jason Newsted as a guitarist. They did things too, like instead of allowing Kurt to kind of come in and, you know, take his time with the solos and just do solos at the end, Bob Rock made them play more as a band. That's why it has a more vicious in your face feel. And No, Nothing Else Matters is not a power love ballad. It is a song that James Hetfield really wrote about him and his guitar. So even there, so those of you that are kind of poo-pooing and saying, oh, no, they did power ballads, a love ballad. No, that's not what this is about. You're totally misunderstanding it. So anyways, guys, thanks for listening. If you would like to party with us live, like we've got Bill Damiano, Mike Stover. We've got a few people hanging out with us live tonight, Billy Mank. You can go to LouLombardiRocks.com. That is LouLombardiRocks.com. And we don't even need an email address. You can come right into the group. A lot of cool people here. It's an awesome community. There are you can get exclusive music, exclusive video, all kind of cool stuff there. But I cannot stress the community aspect of it. This is a really cool group of people that are really passionate about great, heavy, guitar-driven music. All right, guys. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Lou Dini. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. And we'll catch you guys all on the next Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. Out!